Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday. We'll get to the week in review at 12:45. We have Keefe's Keys to Pats and Browns at 1 o'clock. Plus, the milkman, Milton Williams, will join us in the 1 o'clock hour, perhaps in the grab bag. You'll find out. I know we're going to have the Bozo touchdown parlay in the grab bag.
Yep.
Our survivor picks, literally meaning
we're
you
rolling.
And I, Keefe.
Yeah, we're still in it.
That's all that's left in the survivor pool. So we'll do all that coming up with your phone call, 617-779-7937. We can get into the Patriots coming up. Their matchup with the Browns, is it a trap game? I want to get into some updated news today on Robert Kraft and his Hall of Fame candidacy. But in the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls. Bunch of you waiting patiently. Richard is in Situate. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard.
Hey, yeah, you guys are great. You guys are great. Here's some Browns. Bob Ross, the painter.
Bob Ross, the painter?
Bob Ross? Why is he one of the best Browns?
I'm
afraid to ask, to be honest. Right. Who else is on your list there, Richard?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
All right. He drops in his happy tree with Van Dyke Brown. That's the color.
Cool.
The color is Van Dyke Brown.
All right.
Okay.
What are you doing?
You want to hear more of that?
He said we hear some Browns, and he only
Van Dyke Brown though. The color.
He's zinging outside the bun. I appreciate that. That's good stuff. It's a creative exercise, Jones. The top five Browns.
It wasn't true.
Just Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Quinshon Judkins. Joel Batonio.
A buddy of mine, Bragg, is very upset with you about having Brown University on the list.
Why?
He says it's not in the top 100, Browns. So I pulled.
It's not the top 100?
I pulled a Keefe move.
It's and one of the top 10 schools, isn't
it? I said,
in the country?
Give me your top five. He went James Brown, Bernie Kosar, and then it took a minute to get any more.
He has two. Okay, well.
Ew.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are the top five Browns.
According to U.S. News and Report. Wait a minute. I'll find it. Let me get you the rankings on where Brown is.
Van Dyke Brown and a burnt sienna were Bob Ross's choices for Brown.
Okay. That's what he would do. Interesting. Okay. Brown University in the top 100?
I'm trying to find this.
I bet they're high up there.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this.
I would think.
They better be. Otherwise, they get kicked out.
Harvard, Hobart, MIT.
I got them at 11.
11?
11 in the country.
Well, no, you have them. What was it? It was pretty high on your list.
I have a top five Brown, but they're a top 11 college institution.
Got it.
And Julie Bowen went there.
Hey, he's real nice.
Hey. Do we ever get the rest of those Browns from Richard or no?
No, we did not.
Okay.
Let's go to Cody on the Cape on the Bruins. Go ahead, Cody.
Cody.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good.
All right. So I have an interesting take, but I have a pretty bad trash joke at the end of it, if you guys let me get to it. But. Okay. First of all,
ain't nobody got time for that.
The best show on the radio. You guys are legitimately like role models to me. I think that both of you have, you add so much to each
society
midday for someone that drives for a job. So I appreciate you.
Right.
Anyways, I want to get to the Bruins. I think that there's one person they need to go after like directly, and that's Brady Tkachuk. I can't imagine a better defense. I mean, just like power forward for this team. If you put that with Pasta, I don't care what you have to give up. I know we got nothing, but whatever you have, I mean, every single draft pick, the guy's 26 years old. He had the least, I mean, he had his least productive year last year, but it's like, you're talking about like 5 to 7 points under what he's usually doing. He's been over 20 and 20 goals and assists since he came into the league. Okay. I think you put him with Pasta, and you guys got a really great combination, especially just adding that intensity. Like you saw him at the four teams of
four nations
over last year.
Brady Tkachuk. So you want Brady Tkachuk?
I do too.
You say you had a joke?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah, no. So I had a joke. I was going to say, what's the best way to make a pasta recipe, or how do you make pasta better?
Which is it?
You had a little chuck to it.
I didn't hate it.
What was it?
Yeah, a little chuck to it. Like some ground chuck.
To make pasta better?
Yeah, meat sauce. You don't like meat sauce on your pasta?
Dude,
please use your time as efficiently as we can.
You know what?
I would have pumped your tires too if I had a terrible
it
joke.
It might have just been that he complimented us and really flattered us.
I don't believe
but
any of the compliments, by the way.
I didn't hate it.
I thought the first two guys were both messing with us, but I'll take it. Brady Tkachuk, just because we're talking real sports here, he is under contract.
Brady Tkachuk.
Brady Tkachuk added to the pasta. Two more years with Ottawa. Ottawa's terrible.
They are, well, they're higher than the Bruins in the standings, of course, but they are off to a bad start.
But they're off to a bad start, and he is a unrestricted free agent after the 28th season.
Okay.
So I still think he probably plays all the way out this year, but I wonder if in the offseason, if they at least are like, hey, is there any like crazy offers? I mean, he's young. I don't know. You wouldn't want to move on from him.
To get him, don't you have to move Pasternak?
Maybe it's everything but. No, that would be – you wouldn't want to do that.
I'm saying, like, why is Ottawa picking up the phone for McAvoy? Or Swayman or anybody like to get him, don't you have to offer them Pasternak?
Yeah, unless it's one of these like draft pick type of things, you know, could you do it that way? Right? Like,
yeah, when, I mean, you when, could. When, I just thought
when the Bruins traded Phil Kessel years ago, didn't they just get picks in return?
Yeah. No, you might have to get closer to
high picks
when he's a rental, but you're right. Maybe at the end of the year. Here's a good, did we say Lou Brown?
Oh, Lou Brown, the manager of Major League?
That's a good one.
Lou Brown's a good skip.
Good skip.
Good skip. Good for, temperament for it.
Good for the vibes.
Great vibes guy. Good idea, man.
Vibes guy.
Somehow found a naked picture of the owner, which is wild. Where'd he find that?
Probably IFC.
That's sort of an unanswered question.
Probably IFC based on the movie I were watching.
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's new.
He worked with hunches. He was not a nerd.
No,
he was not in the analytic game.
Grady Little was based on him, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. our good pal JP is in North Providence. Hello, JP.
All right, JP.
Jones, Keith, if that's what my jokes sound like, I'm going just sports today.
Keep it to sports.
It's not that far off, but
10 years of that with me? Why, nobody told me. Thanks, guys. So I got a quick question for Hockey Jones before I get to my
Patriots question. Good, good,
yes.
Aren't we supposed to be a defensive team this year?
Yes.
Should I be worrying already? Cause
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the defense?
Yeah.
And is this way Will Campbell's make or break game as far as being able to use a smaller size and still be able to pass protect? Do we know right away, or is this just another game in the progression?
I think Campbell's been good.
I do too.
I think
last week wasn't his best game.
Last week was a bad one. He had another game in there where he struggled, and now I'm trying to remember what it was off the top of my head.
Steelers game was bad.
The game was the
Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, Steelers, they were just bad.
And he didn't start great against the Seahawks, but there's been a lot of good games where you barely noticed him in there.
Yeah.
So I think Campbell's been good. I wouldn't call him great, but
you mean the Raiders?
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Seahawks.
Sorry, Raiders game to start the year. I was thinking of Geno. Raiders game to start the
Geno
year.
Geno and Pete Carroll?
Yeah, maybe. And
it's very confusing.
And this will be a good test for him for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But largely, I feel pretty good about what he's done. I wouldn't go too far with it. I think the PFF ranks that we referenced a week or so ago, and that's before a bad game this weekend, had a middle of the pack in terms of tackles.
Yeah.
Which for a rookie,
I'll take it,
is pretty good.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even sure he was a tackle. So I just wouldn't go too far with how impactful he's been, but I think he's been fine, which is way more than they've had at that position the last couple of years. I do think this will be a tough test for him, but Myles Garrett's a tough test for a lot of people.
Oh, definitely. No, to me, Campbell's like built up for lack of a better word, enough goodwill through these seven games where he would have to have like multiple bad games for me to be like, uh-oh, what's going on? Like he's been solid. Now, because most of the games we've come in on Monday and either haven't mentioned him or it was like one of the last things we mentioned, like, oh, by the way, he was good, which is great. That's exactly what you want out of really anybody on your offensive line.
Yeah, and just for all the Will Campbell people, oh, why don't you talk about him? I thought he had short arms, all this stuff. They have allowed the second most sacks in the NFL, just an FYI.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I know a lot of that's on Drake May, quote unquote, but they've given up the second most sacks in
so
the NFL.
So I also I get like the a lot of people that want to take a victory lap, like, oh, you guys waste your time talking about like arm length. But the reality is, they went through all the players over the last however many years, like since they've been doing this, and there just weren't guys with that measurement at left tackle. Hmm. And we said during the process, like, maybe he is one
maybe,
of one.
Maybe
he will be the guy. Yeah. And maybe the next short arm tackle, they'll say, well, he could be, fingers crossed, he's Will Campbell. It was possible, but I think it was still worthwhile because you knew going in, like, this is going to be a unique guy. And, you know, don't say we didn't warn you, like, if he struggles with some of the elite pass rushers.
Yeah. So let's see how it goes this weekend. If you barely notice him, that's a great sign.
It's awesome.
Against Myles Garrett. Maybe he has help, maybe not. And if he gets beaten this week.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see how bad it is, but I think largely I'll go in. We might point it out, but largely we'll give him a pass and say, well, that's Myles Garrett over there. Mm-hmm. And he's arguably the best defensive player on the planet. 617-779-7937. Speaking of Cleveland, is this a trap game, Keith?
I don't think so. They had opportunities for trap games prior to this. I think in between an emotional win over Buffalo and Mike Vrabel's homecoming in Tennessee, a bad New Orleans team kind of fits that bill more than certainly this one does. They have not played well at home this year. They're only 1-2, and there's been a lot of kind of emphasis on that. And Mike Vrabel's pointed out slow starts, and they've also talked a lot about, you know, we got to make it tough to play at Gillette. That's going to be like a home field advantage for them. So, no, I don't think that at all. And also, like, the next game isn't one of these ones where you're like, oh, look out for Atlanta. Like, I don't think they're worried about Atlanta. They're worried about this game. They're focused on this game, continuing their momentum. So, I don't think it fits the criteria for a trap.
From a look-ahead standpoint.
Yeah, it's not.
The letdown might be the Atlanta game looking ahead to Tampa.
Yeah, right, I guess.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think you make a good point, number one, that no one's looking ahead to the Falcons. And number two, they've been so bad at home that Vrabel can just hammer them on that. It's like, hey, guys, don't sniff your own. How'd you put it earlier today? Sniff your own toots.
Yeah, sniff your own toots.
Stop sniffing your own toots. You guys have won one game at home.
Uh-huh.
You lost to not the Seahawks, the Raiders,
that's
week
right.
one. Worst team in football. Their only win is you, and that was here. You lost to Pittsburgh at home in a game where you turned it over five times. So, great, you beat Carolina. They're halfway decent. But you shouldn't be reading your own press clippings at home. And by the way, these issues predate me. They go back to Gerard Mayo. That's the real Gerard Mayo, not the Mayo on skates, Marco Sturm.
No.
And Bill Belichick before that. It's been a long time since you've been good at home. So before you start sniffing your own toots, why don't you get your feet back on the ground, get back to planet Earth, and why don't you defend your home field? And I think hearing Stephon Diggs, and Diggs has had
he's
a great,
awesome.
He's had a great, he's had a great really message good. All year.
Yeah.
And I think we've heard some of him and May regurgitating what Vrabel told the team during the week. He's like, no, this is a week where we got to protect our house. So I bet that message is coming right from the head coach, and that's a reason why they should not get tripped up or look past the Cleveland Browns.
Well, and there's two legitimate motivating factors, I think, for both, one for each side of the ball. I think for defense, Vrabel's pointing it out, we've had these slow starts. So even though they recovered against Bryce Young, they recovered against Cam Ward, those guys look pretty good the first time they had the ball, first couple times for Cam Ward even. So like they need to change that. They need to be more ready to go. And then Vrabel already said Cleveland's the best defense they've faced, so that's a huge challenge for Drake May in the offense.
And May said Myles Garrett's one of the best players in the league and the best player on defense.
There you go.
So yeah,
they do have a good defense. That's no joke. Because sometimes, and this happened when the Patriots were rolling and they were a wagon and they just had to come up with anything to say the other team was good. I remember Belichick yelling at somebody in the media because they were like the Colts are like 1-12 or whatever. Like they're like, you know, how do you get your guys motivated for like a bad team? And he's like, bad team. He's like, have you seen Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney? Like, he did a good job of talking up one player on the team to be like, this is going to be this huge challenge. And you're like, it's not really a huge challenge. Like, yeah, that guy's good. Or he would like single out a random player and hype him up. You don't have to make anything up with the Browns.
No, their defense is legit.
Yeah. So I think that's what Vrabel did, and I think it's good for the offense to go out and face one of these types of teams.
So the Twitch chat is saying, is every week going to be a trap game? No. We went into last
week
saying,
not if they don't let it.
No, but no. We went into last week saying, no, they're going to, there's no way. I said, there's no way they lose to the Titans. So not every week are we calling it a trap game. And I don't think this is a trap game. I think Keith highlighted a lot of the reasons why, but it could be ugly. Like, they might win ugly this weekend.
Yeah.
Their implied total is higher than you'd think. It's a low over under in the game. I think it's 40.5. Their implied total is 20, almost 24 points. So,
yeah.
I mean, Vegas thinks they're still going to score 20 plus. May might turn it over. May not complete 90% of his passes like he has been. Yep. 80 plus percent. It might not look the same on offense. They might struggle more. They probably should. But I still think they win this game comfortably.
But the offense scored 24 points last week. Chasen had a touchdown.
Yep.
What? I'm saying, like, they scored 31. The offense had 24. Against New Orleans, they scored 25. So it's like two games. Certainly the Titans game, you feel like they really controlled. The Saints game, I never thought they were going to lose. But, you know, you look up at the final score, and it's not like the offense scored on every single possession and just dominated. So I could absolutely see. I'm not going to give my pick away until we do the keys. But if they score 21, I think it'll be more than enough.
Oh, I think if they get into the 20s, Cleveland can't score in the 20s, I don't think.
No, they did last week, but they needed a defensive score and Miami to play as bad as they could possibly play.
Yeah, Tua had, what, 3 picks and fumbled 3 other times? He recovered all of them. He didn't lose those
fumbles.
I was
going to say, there was a pick 6, and then there was also a interception that got, like, brought down to, like, the 3, and Judkins just, like, slammed it in from the 3. So, like, that was really more the defense than anything.
So, yeah, I think you get to the 20s. I don't really see how Cleveland gets there unless the Pats let another team start fast, which was our key to the game earlier today when we did that. 617-779-7937. We talked the other day about Bill Belichick making a list of, it wasn't finalists, but he made a certain cut down when it came to coaches and the NFL, Pro Football Hall of Fame. 21 contributors have advanced in the Pro Football Hall of Fame class's selection process. One of those 21, and I can give you all the names if you want them, but one of them is Robert Kraft.
Oh.
Now, one of these candidates from the contributor category will be under consideration for the class of 2026. So they're
going to take a look at it.
They're going to go from 21 down to, I think, 9.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then out of those 9, they're going to pick one to go up against the coaches and all the players, and they're all going to be thrown into a hat. They've broken them down into all these different categories. And Kraft is one of the 21 to advance in the contributor category.
So they narrow it down to one Cirillo, and then from there they go down to one.
Maybe I'm missing a step, but it's something like that, yeah.
Wouldn't it be an amazing story if Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft went into the Hall of Fame the same year?
It would be.
Would they even look at each other?
I don't think they can. I think the way it goes, I don't think a contributor and a coach is getting in. I kind of think they're like...
Why not?
I think they're competing for the same spot, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, I think so. Again, it's all confusing now. It used to be just 5 people got in every year, which I think it's stupid that you have a set number. Like, as much as I dislike the baseball writers and think they have it wrong, some years they're like, guys, no one's good enough. If we're not going to put in Bonds and Clemens, I can't put somebody in this year.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be a set number every year. I don't love that, but at least they were all out of the same bucket. Now there's all these cheap ways to advance and get contributors to advance and coaches to advance.
Right.
To just be all 5 in the same bucket.
Yeah.
And you had to pick from that. I don't think that's the way it works anymore.
All right. Yeah, I'd have to double check because they've all changed. And then even like baseball's done that too, like Veterans Committee and stuff. And like guys are sneaking in. Like Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer. Right. Like, yeah, of course he is.
Yeah,
Harold Baines is a Hall of Famer. He had 20 chances, didn't get in. But now he decided late. Yeah, we're going to put him through. Yeah, I can't even find it. Last year they had 4 players got in. So, but I feel like coach and contributor, you could do one of each, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that would be interesting.
Bill would be pretty excited, though, if he was able to, you know, prevent Kraft from getting in one more year.
Well, and we talked about this earlier in the week when the Bill news first came out. I'm like, I bet Bill getting in would help Kraft get in. I do think that. And I think there's an order of operations to it. I think people are going to look to check a certain box. Brady isn't eligible yet. But I think people are going to look to check a certain box before they – like Jerry Jones had to wait way after all the Cowboys players got in. Did Jimmy Jones beat him in? I can't remember.
Jimmy Johnson
beat him in?
I think he good question.
I don't remember the order there, but I do think there's an order of operations to it. And Belichick's going to have to get in, I think, before Kraft. So I'm sure Kraft is rooting for that. 617-779-7937. We have the week in review at 12:45. Stay tuned for it. Coming up at 1 o'clock.
Oh,
it's the keys. Keith's keys to Pats and Browns on Sunday. Plus, we're going to talk to the milkman, Milton Williams, in the 1 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for all of it On the way next, though, can Drake May keep it rolling against...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Cleveland defense.
I still can't get over that question from Curran. Man, he's real kind of prickly as it relates to Drake May. He's like, oh, people think Drake May is good? Is he the best ever? Hey, Mike Vrabel, you played with Tom Brady. You played against Dan Marino.
You played against some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Favre, Marino, Elway. You played with the greatest of all time, Tom Brady. Where does May fit into that conversation?
That is really taking it next level because the real conversation is, is Drake May playing like a top five quarterback this season? That's the conversation. And he's like, is he a top five quarterback all time? That's basically what he asked.
Yeah.
And Vrabel, though, gave him an actual real answer to not real question.
Well, at the end,
he was like,
at the end, he's like, I know you're kidding around, Tom. And then Tom asked the follow up. So, like, but he did. He gave him a real answer.
But he gave him a real answer. He's like, why didn't play those guys early in their career? I do remember those Dolphins games when they play on the baseball field was a joke. And you're like watching the game. You're like, where are they at shortstop right now?
Although,
like, why are they the ball there?
Although Marino Bledsoe to start 94, whatever it was.
Oh, boy.
That was a shootout.
Buckle up.
That was a shootout is what that was. A lot of dirty uniforms in that one.
Oh, yeah.
But just it's a way of talking about May and how much of a role that he's on. He's clearly on a roll. Does it keep going against a team like Cleveland and their defense?
No, because I do think, and again, once again, Tom Curran on Tuesday was joking around with us. He's like, oh, you guys think he's going to have like a 90% completion percentage and, you know, be great on every deep ball and, you know, all this stuff like forever? No, we don't. And this might be the week that that happens. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, Tom Brady had, what was it, 8 straight games with a quarterback rating of 100? It was 6 or 8. And then it snapped, and then he, you know, started a new one.
But for instance, you would have assumed the whole 2007 season was quarterback
like
rating over 100.
16 straight games? No, he didn't. And so Drake May, since week one, has had over 100 quarterback rating. If I had to guess right now, over under 100, I'd say under for this week. Doesn't mean you can't still have a good game and a game that you win, but the numbers are going to be down a little bit because the turnover really greatly affects those QB ratings. And so if he turns it over once, okay, maybe it's 89, 99. Hey, it could be anything like that.
Tua threw 3 last week against his defense. Now, May's head and shoulders light years better than Tua.
Did you hear why Tua said he struggled? He said he was too short to see over the line.
It's like, that's new?
Yeah, seriously.
That's been that way for a while.
Like, why didn't you target Jalen Waddle? Like, I couldn't see him over the
defense.
That team
is such a mess. I can't believe
they're
McDaniel.
So bad.
I can't believe McDaniel wasn't the first coach fired. Like, I can't believe that.
That is shocking. Does he make it another week and then does Tua keep playing? Like, what are they doing?
Well, good question. I'm surprised that Tua is starting this week. He announced that pretty early in the week. I didn't think that was going to be the case, but I bet the owner's involved. The owner's like, I'm paying him this money. He's starting. If you want to your job, Mike.
Right. Yeah, it's probably not.
You're playing
anymore.
Tua would be my guess as to how that would
go to Quinn Ewers.
Text at 617-779-7937. Guys, pump the brakes on the Patriots this week.
Whoa.
Browns 23, Pats 13.
Overtaking predictions?
We'll give you our predictions.
Yeah, later.
After
I say, bud, save them.
The full keys, which another good text here. Guys, why are people asking if this is a trap game or not? Stay tuned to Keith's Keys, you jabronis.
That's true. They will tell you.
Fair point.
It'll be laid out pretty straightforward.
It's going to let us know.
I don't know how the Browns scored 23 points. I mean, that might be defensive scores,
gotta
I guess. It would have to be.
Got
to
be. Josh Cribbs comes out of retirement.
Oh, Josh Cribbs was good.
Metcalf.
Eric Metcalf. Yeah, mid-90s Eric Metcalf could return a kick for you.
You do not want to punt to that man.
No. Punt it out of bounds.
Did you see this quote? It's not the first time we've heard this about the Patriots offense.
All right, let's hear it.
Grant Delpit. Brown safety.
Yeah, I know Grant Delpit.
Not one of the players we wanted off their roster.
I would not want him.
He says...
Also, based on the position,
you can
take Grant Delpit.
Good point. Here's what he had to say about the Patriots offense. Quote, I wouldn't say it's a complicated offense. They just do simple things and they play hard, so it's going to be a challenge for us. You've got to watch out for his, meaning May, his dual threat ability. He's a good quarterback, is what he said. So he's making it sound like, and I'm sure the McDaniels Mafia will be offended by that comment specifically.
Yeah.
He's making it sound like what they do schematically is nothing impressive, but May's pretty talented and pretty good.
Yeah.
Which I, by the way, would agree with that assessment.
It's kind of what Dave Canales said about him when they played the Panthers.
So that's exactly what Dave Canales said. I would still consider that a bit of a shot. I agree with it.
For Grant Delpit, that's nice, because remember a couple weeks ago, he's like, yeah, Derrick Henry's not that hard to tackle.
I don't.
Derrick Henry's not that hard to tackle.
All right, well, maybe the
big target.
And I think they actually held him to, like, that was his worst game of the season.
They might have. They probably did. The Browns are good against the run the pass.
The guy's just not afraid to say that. I didn't realize that about his specific history.
But no, I think that might be the reality.
Yeah, a couple of times in the last month, we've heard people being like, yeah, they don't really do much on offense.
But we also, like, this is one where we can't have this one both ways, because for so many years it was the Patriots offense is so complicated that even players don't get it. And you're like, well, that's not good. So is that why all the receivers are bad, with the exception of, like, three of them over the course of 20 years? Like, maybe. So they wanted to, like, dumb down the offense a little bit. Guys like, you know, I'm not saying he needed this, but allow somebody like Kayshon Booty in his second year to be a really productive player, whereas in years past, maybe he wouldn't have been.
That's a good point. I mean, if the McDaniels Mafia wants to give him credit, you could say, well, he did. He made the offense more simplistic for Drake May, and look at how he's playing.
He doesn't have Tom Brady. He has Drake May, and so it'd be crazy to run the same stuff for Tom Brady and for Mac Jones and for Drake May. They're all different quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think that actually you could spin it into a positive. Be like, all right, he is finding a way to get the best use out of the players that he has. And, you know, just because you have a very complicated offense doesn't always mean it's going to be really good. Like, a couple years ago, everyone's giving Mike McDaniel credit, myself included. I'm like, look at this offense. They got like eight guys somehow in motion at once, even though it's not allowed, but they're doing it. And everybody's running every which way. They're all fast. They're all sprinting like it's an arena league up to the line. And that worked then. Now it doesn't.
No.
They're still doing all the same silly stuff and all the crazy stuff that they're doing. They're just not – like, Grant Delpit would probably be like, yeah, that is a complicated offense. We don't know where they're going. They got guys moving all around, but we'll figure it out. Everybody else is figuring it out this year. So, yeah, because we talked about this during the Carolina week, and Canales, I don't think, meant it as, like, a shot. He was just being honest. He's like, it's not – on both sides of the ball. They don't really do anything all that crazy. They're just pretty good at it.
I don't think he meant it as a shot, but if I were McDaniels or Vrabel, I wouldn't want people saying that about my team. Now, he's complimenting it and saying they're good at it, but I would still take it as a shot, whether Canales meant it that way or Delpit meant it that way or not. And maybe for Grant Delpit, that is mild criticism.
It might be, actually.
I'm not familiar with his work.
Yeah.
But I would take that as a shot if I were the Pats and their play caller. Meanwhile, do you think they keep, speaking of Josh, they keep the run game going this week?
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't. I was honestly surprised that they ran as well as they did against Tennessee, despite the fact that Tennessee is one of the worst at stopping the run in the league. It was just one of those, we haven't seen it yet, so I'm not going to believe it until I do. And so, great, they did it, specifically Ramondre Stevenson. It had nothing to do with Henderson, obviously.
No, Henderson.
And then Drake May ran for a lot.
Henderson played less than Terrell Jennings.
So I think for two reasons it won't be the same. Four reasons.
Wow,
Give me three. Cleveland just themselves way better against the run. Right?
Yep.
Way better against the run. Two, Drake May's not going to run as much because I think he's a little bit worried about getting hit, or maybe they're telling him to kind of ease up on
it.
I
think it's more that. I think it's more they're going to tell him not to do it this week versus him not wanting to do it.
And then the third reason was I have no faith in Henderson, like, at all, to be like, maybe that would be a difference maker, or maybe that would sort of unlock things from earlier in the year. Like, that guy, for sure, I don't have confidence. At least Ramondre has shown flashes this year of being pretty good. Henderson hasn't at all. So if you take away Drake May's rushing yards from last week, it's like a good day, but it's not 175 on the ground like they had. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to see that.
So I don't think they continue it this week either. But if they do, if they somehow run well against Cleveland.
Oh, they get a lot of credit for that.
I will give McDaniels specifically a lot of credit and start to wonder if they figured something out last week. Going into the game last week against the Titans, because you can say, well, it's just an easy matchup. They couldn't exploit any easy rushing matchups earlier in the year.
No.
Whether it was Carolina, which to a degree they ran okay against the Panthers, but not to the extent I thought they would in that game. Buffalo, New Orleans, these are all bad run defenses, and they couldn't take advantage of any of them. So last week, I give them credit for that. They exploited a bad matchup. That's something they were unable to do. Can you keep it rolling this week against what is a really high-end defense and a defense that has limited a lot of running games this year, a lot of quality running games this year? As you said, pretty much everybody but the Detroit Lions. They shut down Jacobs.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like Henry did much against them. Achan got 80 yards or whatever it was last week.
Uh-huh.
But largely, they've shut down a lot of these running games. If you keep it going, I wouldn't bet on it. I don't expect it. But if you do, I'll begrudgingly give Josh McDaniels some credit,
all right,
which I have not been willing to give him much so far this year.
No,
it doesn't sound like other coaches and or players are giving his system or scheme much credit.
Mm-hmm.
But if they run well this week, I'll give it to him.
The Ravens scored 41 points that game against the Browns. Derrick Henry had 11 carries for 23 yards.
They scored 41 points?
Yep.
Huh.
Mm.
Go figure.
The league is wacky.
That's a mystery wrapped inside a riddle. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. We have... the keys. Keith's keys at 1 o'clock. The Pats and Browns. Stay tuned for it. And we have the weekend review.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ew, next.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Man, what a week it has been here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. The week started on Monday, Jones, where a friend of the show, Hunter Henry, joined us once again. And we had to give him hit him with another surprise question.
We already surprised you once with the running back day, but it's time now for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out that Bad Bunny would be doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, y'all are funny, man. I was probably like a 50.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Let's just say Andy Hart would have shattered your scale. Let's just say that. But okay, a 50 on Bad Bunny.
Well, people were saying Taylor Swift, and they're saying Adele, and then from the clouds, here comes Bad Bunny.
I mean, I wouldn't say I was all the way to 85, but you know, I'm above halfway just because you know we're trying to grow the game international. But I was a little surprised. It's just a little different.
I didn't realize how much he was like rearing to get back in there. He was like, really?
Oh, I was like, because
he's chomping
never
at the bit to just get back in there. He had more Bad Bunny material. Like, he had lots.
If you listen to our interviews with Hunter in the past, if you're familiar with them, I add too long of a tail after a lot of questions because I'm like, he's not really going to even answer this probably. So let me kind of fill in the gaps. And he was like, no, let me follow up on that.
Guys, great point about Bad Bunny. I actually have much, much more on that.
He's like, I know they're trying to, you know, expand the game internationally. Eye roll. But Bad Bunny, eh. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Jones, I'm also, or at least I had been, sitting on a billion-dollar idea, and I shared it with the group this week, but I called copyright, so this
is
my...
Yeah, that's important. Yeah, cease and desist anyone out there. Copyright.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Here's my billion-dollar idea, and I'm going to say it now. Copyright.
Yeah, it's copyrighted.
Copyright.
Yeah.
So K-pop Demon Hunters, as you know, is like the most popular thing in the world, and from what I understand...
Luke is watching it before school this morning.
Oh, yes. CC's going to be Mira for Halloween, most kids are, it seems like. So K-pop Demon Hunters, from what I understand, is the three, like, Demon Hunters, if you will.
Huntresses.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Huntresses.
Yeah.
So they have certain like actors or whatever reading the lines, but then when it comes to like the music, it's three all like pop stars, and they're all like individual super famous pop stars in Korea. American version, you get Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Dua Lipa. Put them in a movie together. They bring all three of their fan bases together. All you need is like four banger songs, and that thing would print money.
And Taylor Swift is the demon.
Nope.
Now we're
Dua
talking.
Dua Lipa's not American either.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Hunter Henry.
You're ruining...
She's a Celtics fan.
You're ruining the best idea I've ever had.
By proxy. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good idea. It's copyrighted.
If you're copyrighted. Copyright.
You're like Tate McRae or something. Yeah, I don't know. Arcan loves Tate McRae.
All right, calm down. Don't add to the idea. The idea is fine. The idea is locked in.
I don't know what the rating would be.
Come up with your own idea, Nick.
Yeah. Is it... Yeah, seriously.
Come up with your own. Come up with your own cash cow.
Tate McRae, I think, is she Canadian too?
I don't know.
Ooh, I think she's Canadian.
She is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick.
Okay, American demon hunters.
Canadian.
No, I didn't say they have to hunt demons. That's already happened. You could do something else. They could be like cowgirls or something. Something different.
Nice.
Go on.
Yeah.
We did go on for like there was a lot of grunting after. It was like an episode of Home Improvement right after that is what that was.
Also, to help us preview the NBA season, which for the Celtics tipped off on Wednesday, we brought back a famous game. Who said it? Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein?
Yes.
Famous serial killer now featured in a Netflix series. So here's how some of that went. Who's our first contestant, Jones?
Our first contestant is Ed in the truck. Hello, Ed. You ready to play?
All right, Ed.
Oh, I'm ready.
He's ready. All right, Ed, who said it? Quote, I don't know who I am. Don't know if I belong to that brotherhood. I might just be some kind of creature. Who said it?
That would be Joe Mazzulla.
No, sorry, that was Ed Gein.
Sorry,
that was
Ed.
Ed Gein.
Marty on the South Shore. You want to play along, Marty, for bragging rights?
Let's go. This is my favorite, most tolerable segment on the radio. Let's go.
All right, Marty. We're glad you're here. Who said this, Joe Mazzulla or Ed Gein? Quote, if I'm going to taste death, you're coming with me.
I think that's got to be Ed Gein.
No.
No. That's your head coach. Ryan in Portland, you want to play for pride?
Absolutely.
Quote, after dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
Ed Gein.
You would think.
Wait, that wasn't?
That's Mazzulla. After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped.
John in Rhode Island, you want to play along, see if you can get more than three in a row?
Yeah, I'm ready to play. And quickly, I met you guys in Newport. My wife asked me for divorce the same day. Greatest day of my life. Go.
All right. Hell yeah.
Bit of a downer. Is that an Ed Gein quote?
No.
Quote, I had a compulsion to do it.
Joe Mazzulla.
No. That one.
Could have been Joe Mazzulla talking about the media game, but no, that was Ed Gein.
Ed Gein. It really could have been.
Ed Gein.
Hey, my wife left me that day. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother. You're a free man. Tyrone. He was actually the winner of the game.
Good for Tyrone. All right. Next up is Tyrone in Mashpee. Tyrone, you ready to play Who Said It?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Who said this? Quote, it's been dark, but in a good way. You just have to tap into your darkness.
Joe Mazzulla.
That's correct.
Oh, Tyrone. Correct. Nice. All right. One.
It's been dark, but in a good way. I mean, like, just you just got to tap into your darkness.
That's proof.
Quote, love can be graceful or love can be hard.
I'm going to have to go Joe Mazzulla again.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Tyrone.
Love is interpreted many different ways depending upon what you're trying to do. It can be love can be graceful. It can be harsh.
I think we all agree with that.
Okay. Quote, they smelled so bad.
Ed Gein.
Oh, Tyrone!
Congrats!
Unbelievable.
Tyrone, you ready to see Matt Rife at TD Garden New Year's Eve?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Okay, there you go. Excited. That's how you play the game. Speaking of the game, we were talking yesterday about Chauncey Billups and the high-stakes poker that was going on. He's tied in with the Mafia. More information coming down on that. Did you see this? Pablo Torre?
I did actually see this.
According to Pablo Torre Finds Out, which is the last thing. I don't know if you want the what are you more concerned about? The FBI knocking on your door or Pablo Torre?
Yeah,
at this
maybe
point?
Pablo Torre on your ring cam is pretty scary. Yeah,
a number of former pro athletes played at private poker games organized by those indicted by the DOJ in quote Operation Royal Flush. Mm. One of them, according to multiple sources with direct knowledge of a game that took place in 2019, was Kevin Garnett.
Okay.
Kevin Garnett, Chauncey Billups were in the same McDonald's All-American class, I believe, with Paul Pierce and like Ray Allen. Weren't they all in the same? They're all the same year in high school, I believe.
What is Pablo Torre saying? That Garnett was one of the people getting bilked out of money?
And that's what that sounds like to
right,
me.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I didn't read that as like Garnett's in trouble. That's, I mean, like Garnett has, he could be pissed.
I think Garnett showed up and the Mafia had X-ray vision on his cards and he lost a bunch of money. That's how
I read that as well.
Okay, good.
All right, I don't think they had X-ray glasses in Molly's game, but that was something that came up this week. Details of the rigged poker games that Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups were involved in.
Hell yeah.
From the U.S. Attorney press conference. Ready?
Yep.
X-ray machines built into tables to read face-down cards.
Nice.
Contact lenses / glasses that read pre-marked cards.
Nice.
And secret cameras in the card trays.
Wow.
It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Ah, fold.
It's like, fold?
Yep, fold. Fold.
So how is Billups tied up in all of it? He hosted the poker game behalf of these guys and brought in some people with deep pockets, and then the Mafia scammed him out of a bunch of money because they had cameras and X-ray vision and pre-marked cards.
It's like Molly's game. You ever see Molly's game?
I saw Molly's game, yeah.
You did see Molly's game?
I think so.
Molly Bloom.
You thought about watching it.
Wait, who's in it? I think I have seen that.
Jessica Chastain.
Oh, nope, definitely not. It's that recent?
Yeah.
No. Wasn't that one.
Oh, a living actress? No, I haven't seen it. If you're talking about Mildred Pierce, I may have seen that. All right, we also had a great Key for Madness this week involving a Sasquatch calling contest where you sound like a Sasquatch.
Sure.
We had some of those Sasquatch noises. And Jackson's been helping us out here. Jackson's been working with us this week, and he put some of those calls to good use.
Oh.
Pretty good. I think
these fits right in.
Yeah, these could be some rejoins. Wow, like, maybe add this to the mix.
We can come right out of break with these. All right, what else Jackson got? You're the one that I want.
I like that.
Yeah, that was
pretty
great.
Good.
Nice. What else?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty good. Oh, this is my speed.
Yeah.
Very good. Wow. Very good. Also this.
This is my speed.
This is you. Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah. This is for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Let me tell
pretty
you.
Pretty good.
That's a copyrighted idea by Jackson.
You nailed it.
Don't steal that. Yeti,
no, that's
Yeti
ours.
Shouting contest.
Seriously, we have
that's
that.
That's a copy. Good job yep. by Jackson. Cease and desist on that. Great work.
Finally, in Week in Review, Jones, we have three nominees for our Brag of the Week. We will start with my hashtag dork podcast co-host, Ryan Davey. Davey Eyeballs.
I have ridden a motorcycle before.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow. Honestly, that is a brag. What a man.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Dave, that's going to be wow. tough on top.
Wow.
Takes a big man to ride a motorcycle.
It does. I can't even drive a stick. Never mind. Never mind.
He's out there.
Ride a motorcycle.
Having a hog around.
Oh, wow.
Good for him.
That is a brag.
All right. We have morning show guest and former NFL MVP Boomer Esiason.
But I have like a huge head.
Sick brag, bro.
Huge head.
This is a strong
big
field.
Head Boomer.
This is
that's
a strong
good.
Field this week.
And former Celtics owner's son, Wick Grosbeck, who was also on the Greg Hill Show this week.
I just was at a business school class last night.
Sick brag, bro.
Ooh, the last night kind of makes that one
yeah.
for me. I was at a business class school. That's good. But then
last night,
I just was there.
Why is he whispering it?
He just wanted to
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he's just,
I just was at a business school class last night.
Sick brag, bro.
Okay.
I think it's got to be Davey.
I think so, too.
I have ridden a motorcycle before.
Sick brag, bro.
Wow. Congrats to Davey. It is scary.
He's
just
won
know.
Two of these, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. So he's rocketing up the charts.
He won a couple of these.
It is scary that Nick is listening to everything at all times.
I know.
It could be another radio
yep,
show,
that's
two from
true.
Greg's show. This is from the hashtag dork pod. Like, it's scary to know that Nick, if you're bragging somewhere, Nick will find you.
I stood in probably what I would consider the longest line I've ever been in. And I've been to Disney World.
Sick brag, bro.
I rode my hog to Disney World.
He's coming for you. Yeah, he's okay. coming for you. There you go. There's your week in review.
Wow, what a week. Yeah. What a week
that's
it was.
That's good stuff, guys.
Okay.
Oh, yep. Well, what's that sound?
You know what that means? Time for Keefe's Keys to Pat's Browns next.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
they're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.